Well, good morning.
早上好。
It's a real privilege for Linda and I to be back here in Newark.
能够再次我跟我的妻子能够一起回到 Newark 实在是一个极大的特权。
This is our third year.
这是第三年了。
And each year has been a blessing.
每一年都是祝福。
And our brother Freedom and Sissy have been quite good hosts, I want to report.
我想告诉大家说，朱弟兄和芳西姐妹实在是很好的啊主人。
He makes sure I get plenty of coffee to keep awake.
他确定呢，我能够喝到足够的咖啡，不至于打盹。
It will make the translator's job easier. He doesn't have to keep me awake.
这样啊，翻译的弟兄他的工作就比较容易，不需要一直啊让我醒着。
But I would also be wrong not to bring the love from the saints in Richmond.
那也实在我也要提到。Richmond, 把在 Richmond 弟兄姐妹的爱带给大家。
For a few months now, they've been asking about this time and praying for you, so we bring the love of the saints from Richmond.
Richmond 弟兄姐妹为这个聚会已经祷告了很久，我也愿意把他们的爱向大家表达。
Could you turn in the Word of God again to Romans 8?
我们再次打开神的话，罗马书第八章。
We'll read our two theme verses, 8:28 and 29.
我们一起来读这次的主题经文，就是第十二十八二十八节和第二十九节。
But we do know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose. Because whom He has foreknown, He has also predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son.So that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And we'll read a rather long passage.
我们读一节比较长的经文。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16.
以弗所书第四章第一到第十六节。
I'll read one verse at a time and our brother will translate.
我读一节，弟兄翻译一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节。
I, the prisoner in the Lord, exhort you therefore to walk worthy of the calling wherewith you have been called.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
There is one body, one spirit, as you've been called, as you've also been called, in one hope of your calling.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in us all.
一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
But to each one has been given grace according to the measure of the gift of the Christ.
我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Wherefore he says again, having ascended up on high, he has led captivity captive and has given gifts to men.
所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
But that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth?
既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？
He that descended is the same who has also ascended up above all the heavens that he might fill all things.
那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。
And he has given some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some shepherds and teachers for the perfecting of the saints.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒。
With a view to the work of the ministry, with a view to the edifying of the body of Christ.
各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Until we all arrive at the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, at the full-grown man at the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一, 认识神的儿子, 得以长大成人, 满有基督长成的身量。
In order that we may be no longer babes, tossed and carried about by every wind of that teaching which is in the sleight of men, in unprincipled cunning, with a view to systematized error.
使我们不再做小孩子, 中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术, 被一切异教之风摇动, 飘来飘去, 就随从各样的异端。
But holding the truth in love, we may grow up to Him in all things, who is the head, the Christ.
唯有用爱心说诚实话, 凡事长进, 连于元首基督。
From whom the whole body, fitted together and connected by every joint of supply, according to the working in its measure of each one part, works for itself the increase of the body to itself building up in love.
全身都靠他联络得合适, 百节各按其职, 照着个体的功用彼此相助, 便叫身体渐渐增长, 在爱中建立自己。
And once again, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3.
我们再来看约翰一书第三章第一节到第三节。
See what love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. For this reason the world knows us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we children of God, and what we shall be has not yet been manifested. We know that if it, or if He, is manifested, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And everyone that has this hope in Him purifies himself, even as He is pure.
你看,父赐给我们是何等的慈爱, 使我们得称为神的儿女, 我们也真是他的儿女。 世人所以不认识我们, 是因未曾认识他。 亲爱的弟兄啊, 我们现在是神的儿女, 将来如何还未显明, 但我们知道, 主若显现, 我们必要向他, 因为必得见他的真体, 凡向他有着指望的, 就洁净自己, 向他洁净一样。
Let us have another word of prayer.
我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, it's to you that we come.
主啊, 我们是到你面前。
Every time I speak,
每次我讲话的时候,
I always think of what Peter said.
我总是想到彼得所说。
He said, Lord, Thou alone hast the words of eternal life.
他说, 主啊, 只有你有永生之道。
To whom shall we go?
我们还跟从谁呢?
Unless you speak, this time is of no value.
除非你讲话, 我们这一次没有任何的价值。
Unless you open this subject up of being conformed to the image of God's Son, we can never understand it.
除非你想把这个 磨成神的儿子这个题目向我们打开, 主, 我们都没有办法明白。
So we're saying once again, Lord, speak.
所以我们要再次说, 主啊,
we humble 您说, ourselves in your presence.
我们在你面前谦卑。
We ask for an open heaven today.
主啊, 我们求像给我们一个敞开的天。
And we ask that the Spirit of the Lord would show us the glory of our Lord Jesus.
我们求主的灵把主耶稣的荣耀向我们显现。
We understand as we see you face to face,
我们知道当我们与你面对面的时候,
we are changed into your image.
我们要变成你的形象。
So we ask this today in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们今天这样的祈求是靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Well, not all of you have been here all weekend, I understand. So you're coming in. Well, I forget I have a translator. It's been a long weekend.
That's okay. 我知道不是每位弟兄姐妹这个周末都在这里。
We have been sharing on this phrase that comes out of Romans 8, verse 28 and 29, conformed to the image of God's Son.
我们分享的是根据罗马书第八章第28节和第29节, 就是磨成神儿子的形象。
Those verses say this.
这两节经文说的乃是,
they say all things work together for good.
万事互相效力叫爱神的人得益处。
To those who love God,
and are
called according to his purpose.
按照他旨意预先被召的人,
and then he goes on to explain what that great purpose is.
然后保罗继续解释这个目标是什么,
with this great word because.
他说到因为,
because whom he has foreknown,
因为他预先所知道的,
he is also predestinated.
他就预先定下,
to be conformed to the image of his son,
磨成他神儿子的形象,
that he might be the firstborn,
他可以成为长子,
among many brethren.
在许多弟兄中,
that is our subject.
这是我们的主题,
conformed to the image of God's son.
效法神儿子的模样,
or put it the other way, the way the Holy Spirit spoke to me in the beginning.
或者呢, 用另一种说法, 就是圣灵在一开始所说的,
changed into his likeness.
变成他的样子,
I cannot impress upon you the importance of this subject.
我要实在要告诉大家弟兄这个重要性,
it seems God has determined to sum up everything in his son, and that's his purpose.
神的目的就是在他儿子当中把一切都集中他儿子那里,
but not only that,
不但如此,
in the great mercy of God,
在神极大的怜悯之中,
he has included man in this purpose.
在这个目的中他也包括了人,
no one else has this privilege that man has.
没有任何被造之物有人这样的特权.
Don't ever underestimate the glory of your calling in Christ.
弟兄姐妹,不要低估神对我们呼召这个特权.
You, a human being,
我们不过是人,
and me, a human being,
你也不过是人,
you have been called to be formed and conformed and transformed into the image of God's Son.
神呼召我们改变磨成他神儿子的形象,
that is the purpose we've been dealing with.
这是我们一直在讨论的主题.
That's the explanation behind the all things.
这就是呢, 在万事之后, 在这个万事里面的解释,
if you're a Christian,
如果你是一个基督徒,
and you don't understand this one, these two verses,
却不理解这两节经文,
then you'll never understand what God's heart is.
那你就不会理解神的心意.
Behind everything that happens to you,
在你所发生的每一件事的背后,
behind everything that will come into your life,
在你生命中所发生的每一件事的背后,
it's all for one purpose,
只有一个目的,
and that purpose is to change you,
那个目的就是改变你,
from inside out,
从里到外改变,
and from outside in,
从外到里改变,
and in the end, you are to bear the image of God's only Son.
所以你有神独生爱子的形象,
and that's not just for you as an individual,
不单单是你个人,
that is for a people, a corporate body.
而是呢, 一个团体的人,
so God's purpose is to call a people unto himself.
神的目的是把
to spend history working in that people, changing that people, making that people into the kind of vessel he's after. And in the end, when he sees that people, he will say, they are like me. There cannot be a more glorious thing said about you. There may be many things said about you,
也许有许多事,
but in the end, if you as an individual,
但是最终你作为个人来讲,
and us as a people,
对我们这个团体人来讲,
are said we are like him,
说到我们像他,
then God's purpose has been fulfilled.
神的目的就达到了.
That's the subject we've been dealing with.
这是我们这个周末的主题.
Well, I think by now most of you probably know we had three messages before this one.
我想到现在很多弟兄姐妹都知道我们一共有三堂.
The first message was likeness purpose.
第一堂的目的就是呢, 神要改变我们像他是有目的的.
This is that great purpose I've just been talking about.
这就是我们刚才谈到的那个伟大的目的.
But this is how God brings about his purpose.
神是这样来完成他目的的.
He has a single divine law.
他有一个神圣的律.
Unless we understand that divine law, we'll never know how God brings this purpose about.
除非我们能够明白这个律, 不然我们没有办法明白神是怎样达到他目的的.
And that divine law is He puts His life in us.
这个神圣的律就是他把他的生命放在我们里面。
It's the law of life.
是生命的律。
So you see it all through the creation story.
你看到那个创造的故事之后,
and when the writer of Romans, the Apostle Paul,
使徒保罗写罗马书的时候,
came to the end of all of his doctrinal explanations,
他解释了所有的教义之后,
he explained it like this.
他这样解释说,
he said, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
在基督里就不再被定罪,
for the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and of death.
因为赐生命圣灵的律将我们从死和罪的律中释放出来。
It's the divine law.
这是一个神圣的律。
The law of life.
生命的律。
When He gets His life in you when you're born again,
当你重生神把这个生命给你的时候,
that's not all that's supposed to happen with you.
不是这不是你的全部。
That life is supposed to grow.
这个生命还要成长。
That life is supposed to mature.
这个生命还要成熟。
As He works on you,
当他在你身上做工的时候,
and as He changes you,
当他改变你的时候,
He's going to conform you to His image.
他要把你磨成他的形象。
So in the end, you look more like that life.
最后到结了的时候, 你就更像那个生命。
Well, that's what we've been talking about.
这是我们
We talked about other things. We talked about the divine image. There's only one image in God's mind.
在神的心里只有一个形象。
It says He is the image of the invisible God.
他是那看不见神的像。
He is jealous.
神是忌神的。
He told Moses when he gave his law, he says, I'm a jealous God.
他给摩西律法的时候, 他说我是忌邪的神。
Have no other image before you.
但你不可以为自己设立别的形象。That's
not because He doesn't like pictures.
不是因为他不喜欢图像。That's
because He has one image.
因为他只有一个像。The
image of His beloved Son.
就是他的爱子的像。So
that's what we looked at.
这也是我们所看的。And
then we looked at the divine process.
然后我们也看到了神的过程。You
know, this doesn't happen overnight.
这不是
It's a lifetime process.
这是一个整个生命的过程。
He is working in us from the day that we're saved.
从我们得救那天开始,
right through to He takes us home to be with Himself.
一直到他把我们提到他的面前。
And in that divine process,
在这个神圣的过程里,
we have absolutely wonderful encouragement.
我们需要神给我们非常大的激励。
He is the divine workman.
他就是那个做工的人,
He does the work.
是他来做工。
Ephesians 2 verse 10 says we are His workmanship.
以弗所书2章第10节说, 我们是他手里的工作,
created in Christ Jesus for
在耶稣基督里面做成的。
And then we see He puts in us the divine power.
然后他也把神圣的能力赐给我们。
Tremendous power.
极大的能力。
The power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的能力。
And that Holy Spirit takes up the full-time occupation to transform you.
这个圣灵他全时间的工作要改变我们,
and to conform you to the image of His Son.
把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
And then we mentioned the divine promises.
然后我们讲到神的应许。
In 2 Peter 1 verse 4, it talks about the exceeding great and precious promises.
彼得前书1章4节讲到神那极大无比的应许。
But it tells us something else about the exceeding great and precious promises.
除了之外,他也讲到其他的关于这个极大的荣耀的应许。
It says, by these, we become the partakers of the divine nature.
他说,因此我们与他的性情有份。
That's how He conforms us to His image.
这样我们就能够磨成他的形象。
So this was likeness purposed.
这就讲到说,让我们像他是有目的的。
Then we looked at likeness produced.
然后我们讲到这个像的生成。
Not only is God interested in a purpose,
神不光光对目的感兴趣,
but He wants this purpose to be realized.
他也要这个目的能够达到。
So He's working and working until this purpose is realized.
所以他一直做工做工直到这个目的成就了。
In other words, He wants to produce in you that very image He's after.
也就是说呢,他要在里面
I think you, those who are here, already remember we use Jeremiah 18.
听过的弟兄姐妹，我想大家知道我们用的是耶利米书第十八章。
It's the story of the potter.
是一个陶匠的故事。
And it's a story about God Himself.
其实神自己的故事。
But you know, God often explained Himself in parables.
神常常用比喻来讲解他自己。
And he says, this is a work that's being wrought on the wheels.
他说这是在陶轮上的工作。
It's the work of conforming.
是一个磨成的工作。
A potter conforms a vessel.
从是窑匠他做了一个器皿。
A potter shapes a vessel.
这个陶匠他形成了一个器皿。
A potter has an idea in his mind that nobody else has.
只有在这个陶匠里面有这样的思想，其他的人都没有。
And he produces this particularly beautiful piece of art by his own hand.
他用他自己的手特意的做成了这样一个器皿。
So in the second message, we talked about three things.
所以在第二节我们讲到三件事。
We talked about we're conformed by outward circumstances.
讲到呢，我们是借着外面的环境来被磨成。
That's the outward loving hand of the potter forming the clay.
是窑匠那个外面慈爱的手从外面来做成这个器皿。
Do you know that all of your circumstances have been engineered for you in particular?
你是否知道你所遭遇的一切环境都是特意神所做成的？
Just for you.
就是为了你。
Precisely for you.
就是为了你自己。
So that he could find a way to conform you to his image.
所以呢，神可以有一个办法把你磨成他儿子的形状。
Our circumstances don't have to be our enemies.
我们的环境不一定是我们的仇敌。
They can be our friends.
可以成为我们的朋友。
So Paul said, I boast in tribulation.
所以保罗说，我在患难中可以夸口。
I boast in my circumstances.
我因着环境而夸口。
This is the outward hand.
这就是外面的之手。
Forming us. Then we talked about the comforter, conformed by the comforter.
然后呢，就讲到那位保惠师。
God never outsources his work to anybody.
神从来不把他的工作交给任何外人。
He sends the Holy Spirit inside of you.
他把圣灵放在你的里面。
And I tried to emphasize as much as I could that great privilege.
我要特意的来强调我们所有的特权。
Can you imagine you a human being?
能想象吗？我们这样一个人。
And one of the Godhead.
神里面的一位
said, I'm going to come inside of you and take up permanent residence.
说我要到你的里面，一直住在你里面。
And you will become the temple of the Holy Ghost.
你成为圣灵的殿。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？
Brothers and sisters, that's how he conforms us.
弟兄姐妹，他就是这样来磨成我们。
The Holy Spirit comes into us.
圣灵进入到我们里面。
And that hand of pressure from the inside molds us and makes us.
这个从里面的手。
Into what he wants us to be.
这个里面的手就从里面来磨练我们，让我们成为他所要的样子。
And then we looked at conformed by the cross.
然后我们又看到十字架在磨练我们。
That story in Jeremiah says, at first the clay marred in his hand.
耶利米里面告诉我们说，一开始那个器皿做坏了。
I think that speaks of one that is unyielding.
那里面就讲到不顺服。
One that demands their self-life.
乃是讲到人要自己的生命。
One that refuses to submit to the cross.
拒绝把自己交托给十字架。
You know, the cross is voluntary submission.
我们知道交给十字架是一个自愿的。
To believe in the Lord Jesus.
相信主耶稣。
You don't have to take up your cross.
你并不需要背上十字架。
It, you will have eternal life.
如果你要永生。
Today, if you don't know the Lord Jesus and you simply believe in the Lord Jesus.
今天如果你没有，你只是相信主耶稣的话，
you have eternal life.
你就有了永生。
It's the free gift of God.
这是神给我们白白的礼物。
No one can take it away from you.
没有人能够把这个拿走。
You cannot lose it.
你不会失去。
It will not be taken away from you.
不会从你不会从你身上夺去。
How do we know that?
我们怎么会知道？
Because the same book of Romans says the gift.And the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance.
因为罗马书告诉我们说，神的选召和呼召是没有节选和呼召是没有后悔的。
This is how we know.
我们因此就知道。
But there's another call.
但是还有另外一个呼召。
There's a call to take up your cross.
这个呼召就是背起你的十字架。
And so many believers refuse that call.
许许多多的信徒他们拒绝这个呼召。
You remember the Lord Jesus said, "If you will be my disciple."
主耶稣说，你们若要成为我的门徒，
you must take up your cross daily and follow me.
你们就要背起十字架，天天来跟随我。
This is voluntary submission.
这是一个自愿的降服。
This is the clay being malleable in his hand.
这就是器皿在他的手中要被他所做的。
This is yielding ourselves to the Lord.
这是把我们自己交给主。
And if you do that,
如果你这样的话,
he can make you in his image.
他就可以把你变成他的形象。
That's what we talked about. And then last night we hit the third message.
昨天晚上我们讲到第三个主题,
a likeness perfected.
就是这个形象的完全。
And I think our problem is simply this.
我们的问题乃是,
when we think of perfection, we don't understand the biblical view of perfection.
我们讲到完全的时候, 我们不明白圣经里面完全的意思。
We think of sinless perfect.
我们以为是一个完全无罪。
And when the Bible is speaking of man and being conformed to his image,
当圣经讲到人磨成他的形象的时候,
it's never sinless perfect.
不是无罪的完全。
I know there's some teaching that you can be sinless perfect.
我知道有人教导你们说你可以完全无罪。
It's not true.
这不是真的。
You don't have to sin.
你不需要犯罪。
But no human being is sinless perfect.
但是没有一个人是完全无罪。
Only the Lord Jesus himself is sinless perfect.
只有主耶稣基督自己是完全无罪。
First John says if we sin,
约翰一书说, 如果我们犯了罪,
we have the blood.
我们有血。
And it can take care of our sins.
它可以赦免我们的罪。
So our view of perfection,
我们看到这个完全的时候,
is sinless perfection.
是无罪的完全。
And that's the wrong view of perfection.
这种观念是错的。
So we're looking at likeness perfected in this third and also this last message.
所以呢, 我们讲的第三堂就是讲到这个像的完全。
As a matter of fact, turn to Ephesians again, Ephesians 4,
我们再翻到以弗所书第四章,
verse 13,
第十三节,
and I'll read it to you in the King James Version.
King James Version.
It uses this word, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
那里说, 只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。Now
the version I'm using says a full-grown man.
这里面讲到是长大成人。In
other words, perfection in the Bible for men means maturity.
换句话说，圣经里面讲到一个人的完全是说他的成熟。When
we're born of the Spirit,
我们从圣灵而生的时候,
we're like a baby.
我们是一个婴孩。Babies
are cute.
婴孩很可爱,
but baby is not what God has in mind.
但是这不是神心里面的愿望。
Baby is only the beginning.
婴儿只是一个开始。
The end of God.
神最终的目的。
The purpose of God.
神的目标。
Is a full-grown man.
是一个长成的人。
A corporate man.
一个团体的人。
A vessel.
一个器皿。
His church.
他的教会。
His bride.
他的心腹。
That is in the very image of the Son. This is what he's after. So, brothers and sisters, I hope we understand this thing of likeness perfected is maturity.
弟兄姐妹, 我希望大家明白, 这里面讲到我们能够完全讲到的是, 我们应该成熟。
Yeah, we already have looked at part of chapter 4 last night.
昨天晚上我们看了第四章的一部分。
The first thing we said about this chapter 4 of Ephesians is it's a word of exhortation.
我们讲到第四章第一部分，我们讲到的第一件事乃是说，这里面乃是啊讲到鼓励啊劝勉我们的话。The
Apostle Paul said, "I, the prisoner in the Lord, exhort you therefore to walk worthy of your calling."
保罗说，我为主被囚的，劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。We
talked about how God is after a man, a corporate man, and individual human beings.
我们讲到神。 如何的想要一个团体的人，还有我们的个人
，that walk with him，
能够与他同行。
We walk with him from the day that we're born again.
我们重生的那一天开始就与他同行。
And we walk with him throughout this life.
我们这一生与他同行。
And in the end, we walk with him right into eternity.
在最终，我们与他同行，一直进到永远。
That's what we talked about.
这是我们讲到的。
It's a word of exhortation.
这是劝勉的话。
But it's a word of encouragement as well.
这里面也讲到激励我们。
We saw how in this word of encouragement, it This impossible dream is possible. It is possible for us to be conformed to the image of God's Son.
在这个激励里面，我们看到那个不可能的梦如何能够成为真实，使我们能够成为神儿子的形象。
We look at the purpose of God and we say it's too high, it's impossible.
我们看到神的目的的时候，我们说太高了，是不可能的。
But we remember the word in Luke 19.
但是我们记得在路加福音第十九章说。
With man, things are impossible.
在人不能。
But with God, all things are possible.
但是在神凡事都能。
So brothers and sisters, what we learn in Ephesians 4,
我们在以弗所书第四章所学,
is a word of encouragement,
是看到是这神激励我们
的话。 That God has made every provision that we can be conformed to his image.
神为我们提供了一切使我们可以磨成他神儿子的形象。
He has made every provision that this mature man would come forth.
神预备了一切使这个人可以这个团体的人他可以成熟。
First of all, we talked about the unity of the Spirit.
我们讲到合一的灵。
He has given the unity of the Spirit.
他把合一的灵赐给我们。
It doesn't say try to get the unity of the Spirit.
他并不是说要我们去得到那个合一。
But it says diligently keep the unity of the Spirit.
他是说竭力保守那个合一的灵。
It's a perfect unity.
是一个完全的合一。
Sevenfold unity.
是七个合。
And if we,
七个一。
If we stay in that unity,
如果我们在这个一，这个合一里面。
If we stand in that unity,
如果我们在这个合一里面。
Then he can conform us to his image.
然后我们就可以磨成他的形象。
Second thing we talked about was that verse in verse 7, but to each one of us has been given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
我们讲到的第二点在第七节就是我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐
Every one of us has been given grace
我们每一个人都有神的恩赐
It's just not our brother was given grace
不单我们弟兄有恩赐
Just not freedom was given grace
不单单朱弟兄有恩赐
Just not brother Kong was given grace
不单单江弟兄有恩赐
You were given grace
你也有恩赐
So that you might be conformed to the image of God's Son
所以你可以被磨成神儿子的形象
And Ephesians in a remarkable way tells us how much grace he gave us
在以弗所书里面他就告诉我们说神给我们多大的恩典
It says the riches of his grace
就说神这个恩典的丰富
It talks about the surpassing riches
是超过一切的恩典
It talks about the unsearchable riches of his grace
是测不透的丰富
Now can you imagine
能够想象吗
Do you think he's given you meager grace
你是不是觉得他给你的不够
I think this is a most encouraging word
我觉得这是给我们最大的激励
If the same writer that was talking about to each has been given grace according to the measure of Christ,
如果他告诉我们说按照我们个人所给的啊，量给我们个人的恩赐
and not said the riches of his grace in the same book,
也就讲到呢这个恩赐的丰富的话
the surpassing riches of his grace,
是超过一切的恩典
even if you can imagine the unsearchable riches of his grace,
是我们所测不透的这个丰富的恩典
this is what's been given to us,
这是所赐给我们的
well this is the word of encouragement,
这实在是对我们的激励
and then we talked about in verse 4-8 how he led captivity captive,
然后在第八节讲说他掳掠了仇敌
We've had a real problem in Richmond.
在 Richmond 我们有一个很大的问题。
Some people have laid hold of a doctrine that says they've got to figure out all their bondages.
那个有些人他们得到教导说他们需要自己努力来脱去一切的捆绑。
They're going back and looking for all the demons that are in their life.
他们就检查在他们生命中那些所有可能的魔鬼。
I tell you what,
告诉弟兄姐妹说,
If you look for demons,
如果你找魔鬼的话,
you can find demons.
你就能够找到他。
If you look for character flaws,
如果你找到你,
and you want to call it a demon,
你就会把它叫做是魔鬼。
You will never stop finding them.
你就会一直能够找到。
So they had this philosophy.
所以他们觉得说,
We're so bound, we need to go back and break those bondages.
我们受捆绑了,所以我们要回过头去打碎这些捆绑。
Brothers and sisters, that's bad teaching.
弟兄姐妹，这是不好的教导。
The message of the cross is the Lord Jesus went into the depths of hell.
十字架告诉我们说，耶稣基督下到阴间。
He descended into the depths of hell.
他从阴间里面上升高升。
And he took captivity itself captive.
他掳掠了仇敌。
I love the way the Holy Spirit puts words together.
我实在喜欢圣灵把这些话放在一起的方式。
It would be enough to say he broke bondage to me.
对我来讲，只要说到他打碎捆绑就够了。
But that wouldn't show us how great a provision God has made.
但是还不够，还不能告诉我们说神为我们的预备是多么丰富。
And that wouldn't be quite the word of encouragement.
对我们的鼓励还不够。
But Ephesians 4:8 says he's led captivity captive.
但是以弗所书第四章告诉我们说他掳掠了仇敌。
What good news!
多么好的消息。
And the last point we made was this.
我们要讲到的最后一点。
In verse 4:8,
四章八节。
He has given gifts to men.
他将各样的恩赐赐给
人。He loves his church so much.
他实在爱他的教会。
That he has given gifts to men.
他把恩赐给人。
Not to make the gifts anything.
不但是不是把这个恩典随便给了。
Not to elevate the gifts,
也不是。
But not to lift up the gifts,
啊，不是把这个恩典啊提拔。
But it says, listen to this word very carefully, for the perfecting of the saints.
大家注意听，乃是要成全圣徒。
It's so likeness perfected can be realized.
所以呢，让我们向他。能够完全这件事情可以成功。
My brother Freedom and I were talking about this as we went to get coffee.
我跟朱弟兄一起喝咖啡的时候，朱弟兄就讲到这件事。
Our problem is we make these positions.
我们的问题是我们抓住这些事。
We make these titles.
我们
title
啊 title
a title
啊
name tag.
我们把这些呢当成我们一个标签，一个头衔。
We make these positions and titles.
我们自己把这些呢当成把这个恩赐当成一些头衔，当成呢是一些是位置，把它当成呢是职位。
I don't know what he said, but it must have been good. It took a while. The whole point is this, brothers and sisters.
神所要说的乃是。
Are they coming to get me?
Yes. Yes.
No. Come. These are functions and gifts.
这些是恩典和功用。
These are ones that are not to be an end in and of themselves.
这些呢，不是为了他们自己。
The apostles.
有使徒。
The prophets.
有先知。
The evangelists.
有传福音的。
The pastors and teachers.
有牧师和教师。
Aren't positions.
他们并不是职位。
They're gifts, special gifts from the head of the church.
是恩赐，是给教会的特别的恩赐。
So that he might realize his goal.
所以他的目的可以达成。
Of perfecting the saints.
成全圣徒。
Into that full grown and mature man.
可以长大成人。
As a matter of fact, we often call these gifts the ministry.
常常我们把这些恩赐称为呢是一些服事。
Ephesians 4 says the body of Christ is the ministry.
但是以弗所书第四章告诉我们说，基督的身体乃是那个服事。
These gifts are given with a view to the ministry.
神给了这些恩赐乃是为着那一个服事。
With a view to the edifying of the body of Christ.
乃是要成全，乃是要建立基督的身体。
Now I don't want to demean these gifts in any way.
不是呢，为着其他的目的。
Praise the Lord for apostles.
我们为着使徒来感谢。
Praise the Lord for prophets.
我们为着先知而感谢主。
Praise the Lord for evangelists.
我们为着传福音的而赞美主。
Praise the Lord for pastors and teachers.
我们为着牧师和做教师的赞美神。
They are for the perfecting of the saints.
他们乃是为了成全圣徒。
And they're for the building up of the church.
他们是为了建立教会。
But sadly, in Protestant Christianity,
但是在今天这个基督教的世界里面，
we have made these gifts the center.
我们把这些恩赐当作中心。
That's not what God wants.
这不是神所要的。
He wants these gifts
他要这些恩赐,
to be used for the perfecting of his saints.
用来成全圣徒.
Well, that 30 minutes, you don't have to listen to the tapes anymore. I don't want to go against the announcements being a guest.
刚才我讲, 对, 我用的这30分钟所讲的, 已经讲过了, 大家不用再去,
I know some
再去网上去听了。
I know some of you have not been here.
我知道有一些弟兄姐妹不在这里。
I hope that at least gives some sort of little summary of what we've been talking about.
我希望呢, 把过去我们讲过的在这里能够总结一下。
And now you won't be so confused as we finish.
所以当我们结束的时候, 你不会困惑。
But there's another thing about this word in Ephesians 4.
以弗所书第四章还有一句话。
It's not only a word of exhortation.
不单单是劝勉我们,
it's not only a word of encouragement,
不单单是激励我们,
it is a word of warning.
也是警告我们。
I want you to look at a few verses with me.
我们一起来看几节。
Verse 14,
第14节,
in order that we may be no longer babes tossed and carried about by every wind of that teaching which is in the sleight of men, in unprincipled cunning, with a view to systematized error.
使我们不再做小孩子, 中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术, 被一切异教之风摇动, 飘来飘去, 就随从各样的异端。
This is a word of warning about error.
这是对我们的警告。
I think Christians can be so naive.
基督徒可以很幼稚。
But the Bible has many words of warnings about error.
圣经里面有许多警告我们,
you know, the problem with babies is this.
小孩子的问题乃是,
first of all, they're quite cute.
首先他们很可爱,
but they're very naive.
但是他们很幼稚,
and they're not able to discern when there's danger or error.
但是有危险和错误的时候,
so this is talking about us no longer being babes.
这里告诉我们说, 不要再做小孩子,
carried about,
我们所关心的,
blown about by the wind of teaching,
而被异教之风吹来吹去,
everything that man can come up with,
人的各种的思想,
in unprincipled cunning,
各种欺骗的法术,
and systematized error. My, I've seen some errors that were so systematized it amazed me.
我看到许许多多的错误实在让我惊异。
Whole system in it.
整个系统错误。
All the methods were there.
所那里的信息,
it looks so good on the outside.
从外面看非常的好。
But we need to be full grown men.
但是我们需要长大成人。
We need to be mature.
我们需要成熟。
So we can discern error.
所以我们可以分辨错误。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
You will never be perfected.
你不会成熟,
if you give in to this error.
如果你犯了这样的错误,
it can be a problem for you.
可以成为你的问题,
it can stunt your growth.
可以使你不再成长。
So we need to see this.
我们需要看见。
Wherever God is working, the enemy is always working.
神做工的时候, 仇敌也在做工。
I think it's amazing that people get discouraged when there's resistance.
我们知道, 当我们遇到阻力的时候, 我们很容易就灰心。
I think on the other hand, we ought to be encouraged when there's resistance.
但是呢, 当我们遇到阻力的时候, 我们应当得到激励。
You should be discouraged if there's no resistance.
如果没有阻力的话, 我们倒是应该,
wherever God is working,
神做工的时候,
the enemy is working,
柴油敌就做工,
wherever God is working,
神在哪里做工,
the flesh is working,
肉体就在哪里做工,
wherever God is working,
每当神做工的时候,
man is working to get his place.
人就要找, 人也要做工,
what we need to know is to see the error.
是能够看见错误。
This is what the Lord Jesus said.
这是主耶稣所说的。
In that greatest word of encouragement of all.
在主耶稣给我们那个最大的鼓励的话里面,
Matthew 16 verse 18,
马太福音第16章第18节,
I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
我要建立我的教会阴间的权柄不能胜过。
In other words, the Lord knew something that we didn't know.
也就是说, 神知道我们所不知道。
When he starts building his church, something happens. The very gates of hell come against it.
阴间的门要反对。
But this is the encouragement from the Word of God.
但是神的话鼓励我们,
the gates of hell shall not prevail against.
阴间的门不能胜过的,
this is one of those exceeding great and precious promises.
这是神给我们应许里面一个极大的激励。
Paul had a similar understanding.
保罗也同样,
in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9.
在哥林多前书第16章第9节,
he said, for a great door is opened unto me, and an effectual one. And then he said this, and the adversaries many.
他说, 因为有又宽大又有功效的门为我打开, 而且他又说, 并且反对的人也多。
This is what we see in the Word of God.
这是我们在神的话里面所看见的。
The enemy is always trying to introduce error.
仇敌一直要引进错误。
He's always trying to confuse people.
他一直要迷惑人。
And he does a pretty good job of it at times.
他也很成功有的时候。
You know, this isn't, if error were always so blatant and so obvious, we wouldn't get carried away by it.
我们知道如果错误每次都是那样的明显的话我们就不会被异教之风吹来吹去。
But notice the word.
但是注意，我让我们注意神的话。
It says by the sleight of men.
但里面讲到说人的诡计。
I don't know if you like magic.
我不知道你是不是喜欢魔术。
But when I was young, I thought magic was pretty cool stuff.
我小的时候非常喜欢看魔术。
I remember writing a big paper on Houdini.
我记得那时候看到
Now, after I got saved, I realized how dark Houdini actually was.
我长大之后我才知道那个人他多邪恶。
But there is some magic that looks so real you can't tell it apart from reality.
但是呢,有一些欺骗的法术,他们实在高明,使你没有办法分别真假。
It's the sleight of men.
就是人欺骗的法术。
It's the sleight of hand.
是人欺骗的手。
My brother doesn't know it, but I took his watch a little while ago. No, not really. I'm only his brother. Hey, my wife said, don't tell any jokes. That you wouldn't get the jokes. Nobody would get my jokes. So,
thank you, Linda.
But you understand,
但是你知道,
error is a serious problem in the church.
异端是教会里面一个极大的问题。
It's not all encouragement.
不单单这里面有神激励的话。
We need to be warned.
我们也需要警告的话。
We need to be vigilant. We need to be on guard against error. There's unprincipled cunning. There's cunning little people that come up with these things. And they look so right. Right. I'm from the South. You have to give me. We talk slow and not always so clear. This era so often becomes systematized. And many become deceived by it. Listen to what Peter said in 2 Peter 2, 1 to 3. 2 Peter chapter 2, 1 to 3.
彼得后书第二章第一到第三节。
But there were false prophets also among the people, as there shall be also among you false teachers, who bring in by the by destructive heresies, and deny the master that brought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction, and whom the way of the truth shall be blasphemed. And through covetousness, with, listen to this phrase, with well-turned words, and will make merchandise of you, from whom judgment of old is not idle, and their destruction slumbers not.
从前,在百姓中有假先知起来, 将来在你们中间也必有假师父私自引进陷害人的异端, 连买他们的主,他们也不承认,自取速速的灭亡,将有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为, 便叫真道因他们的缘故被诽谤，他们因有贪心，要用捏造的言语在你们身上取利，他们的刑罚自古以来并不迟延，他们的灭亡也必速速来到。
Well turned words. Have you heard those well turned words?
他们捏造的语言。
We need to be more mature to be able to discern error.
我们需要更加的成熟，使我们能够分辨异端。
Hebrews 12, Hebrews 5, 12 to 14.
希伯来书第五章第十二节到第十四节。
Says we have this problem as Christians.
讲到我们基督徒的问题。
For when for a time you ought to be teachers, you have need that someone should teach you the elements of the oracles of God, and one becomes such as have need of milk. And not solid food. For everyone that partakes of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to full-grown men. That's what we're talking about in Ephesians 4. Who on account of the habit, have had their senses exercised for distinguishing good and evil. Hebrews 5:12.
看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，随之还有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的，就不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩；唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们是心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。
So often Christians are babes.
基督徒常常还是婴孩。
Tossed to and fro.
被吹来吹去。
Taken in by well-turned words.
被异教之风吹来吹去。
Believing and embracing everything.
他们接受各样的教训。
Listen to what the Apostle John said in the first epistle of John.
约翰一书里面使徒约翰说，
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but prove the spirits if they are of God. This is chapter 4, verse 1. 1 John.
第四章第一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信，总要试验那灵是出于神不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。
Because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。
In Galatians 2:4,
格林多后书第二章第四节，
Paul talks about false brethren.
讲到假弟兄，
that have slipped in surreptitiously.
他进到我们当中，
to take away our liberty we have in Christ.
把我们将基督里想要夺走我们在基督里的自由。
Error is an enormous problem.
错，这个异端是一个极大的问题。
Let me see if I can illustrate.
我来试着解释一下。
Error is like an infection.
错误就是不完全。
Not just a little infection.
不是小小的不完全。
But it's an absolutely serious infection. Left unattended can result in death.
而是呢，一个非常严重的不完全期，结局就是灭亡。
This is a way Paul described it to Timothy.
就是保罗向提摩太说了。
2 Timothy 2 verse 16 and 17.
提摩太后书
he said,
第二章十三节第十四节。
He said, and their word will spread like gangrene.
他说
2 Timothy 2 16 to 17.
第十六章第十六节第十七节。他说
And their word will spread like gangrene, just that phrase.
说他们的话如同毒疮。
It's a serious infection.
是非常严重的一种疾病传染。
I remember when my wife had a serious staph infection.
我还记得当我的妻子她有那种非常严重的传染病的时候，疾病的时候。
Linda almost died.
差一点就走了。
I won't ever forget that day.
我永远不会忘记那一天。
The doctor came to me and he said this.
医生来对我说。
He said, I don't know if she'll make it.
我不知道她能不能活下来。
A serious infection.
非常严重的病。
A deep infection.
非常严重。
One that had spread in her bloodstream.
And
thank God they had an antibiotic that would take care of the infection.
但是感谢主，他们有那个啊，他有消炎药可以去掉啊，可以医治这个疾病。
It's only because of this,
因着这个,
and the Lord's grace,
和神的恩典,
that she sits here today.
她今天可以坐在这里。
They're actually talking now about some staph infections that are completely resistant to any antibiotic.
今天有人告诉我们，有一些病是任何消炎药都没有办法除去。
Health workers are very concerned about this.
医务工作者他们非常的担忧。
But this is the point.
但是我要说的呢,
there's an antibiotic to this kind of infection.
但是对这种疾病是有一种药。
And it is the truth.
就是真理。
So Ephesians 4 talks about the truth.
以弗所书第四章讲到这个真理。
It talks about in verse 15, but holding the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, the Christ.
第15章说，唯有用真理的爱心说诚实话，让我们连于元首基督。
It's the only antibiotic.
这是唯一的消炎药。
And it'll take care of the most severe infection.
它可以 医治最严重的疾病,
and it'll destroy the most damaging error.
它可以消灭最最有危害的异端。
Brothers, we are told to hold the truth in love.
主告诉我们说, 我们要用爱心,
I like the way Darby puts that.
达比弟兄讲得好,
hold the truth in love.
要持守真理的爱心。
I remember when I was saved.
我记得我得救的时候,
I was quite a firebrand.
我是,
on fire.
我是非常的兴奋。
You may find that hard to believe.
你大概很难相信。
But I remember going into the fan district near my college and preaching the gospel.
我记得我到我附近那个学校去传福音的时候。
And I remember this one fellow I was holding against the wall.
我记得我抓着一个人把他推在墙上。
And preaching about how to be saved.
跟他讲怎样能够得救。
I guess that's what Paul meant, and some with fear.
我就讲，就是保罗所讲的。
But we used to always hold on to this verse.
但是我们要一直记住这句话。
We would always quote it as it is in the authorized version.
我们常常是用 authorized version.
Speak the truth in love.
要用爱心说诚实话。
It didn't matter what we said.
我们说什么都不要紧。
We were going to speak the truth in love.
我们要用爱心讲真理。
Now I think there is a port. The Greek means both.
但是呢, 原文里面讲到的是 两者,
but,
it,
but we would tell people, we would slay people with the word of God. Said, brother, it doesn't matter, I'm speaking the truth.
我们呢，我们却不管那些，我们只对弟兄说，我跟你讲的是实话。
But somehow we forgot to love.
但是呢，有的时候我们忘记了要用爱心。
Remember how this chapter starts.
记不记得这一章是如何开始？
Don't ever forget it.
不要忘记。
Walk in all lowliness and meekness. With long suffering, bearing with one another in love.
凡事谦虚忍耐, 温柔忍耐, 用爱心互相宽容。
So as I have matured a little bit from a baby,
当我稍微成熟一点之后,
I like this rendering.
我就喜欢这样的说法,
holding the truth in love.
要用爱心说实话。
If we hold on to the truth,
如果我们只是抓持守真理,
if we are exercised in the word of God,
如果我们操练神的话,
if we lay hold of the truth,
如果我们抓住神的真理,
we have the one cure, the one antibiotic against every error.
我们就有医治这个疾病的一个, 抗生素。
That's what I think is so important.
对我来讲这非常重要。
I think as Christians we're so naive.
我们基督徒太幼稚了。
We embrace everybody.
我们拥抱每一个人。
When we study 1 John,
我们读约翰一书的时候,
we dealt with this era of erroneous love.
我们看到了那个 erroneous eye.
Love that is error.
就是那个爱错。
It's, in other words, it's undiscerning.
就是没有分辨的爱。
It embraces everything.
就是 接受每一件事。
There's never any correction.
不需要任何被矫正。
There's never any judgment.
没有任何的判断。
There's never any rebuke.
没有任何责备。
You know, if that's the case, Paul was the most unloving man that was ever a Christian.
如果那样的话, 保罗就是最没有爱心的基督徒。
You remember how he rebuked Peter to the face?
记不记得他怎样当面责备彼得?
It's an amazing story.
那是一个非常不得了的故事。
Peter had, when the Gentiles, when he was with the Gentiles, he
would eat with them.
But when James came from Jerusalem, Peter wouldn't any longer eat with the Gentiles.
但是从雅各那里来的人的时候，彼得就不再和外邦人一同吃饭。
This was such serious error.
这是一个非常严重的错误。
It would have divided the church.
它会是造成教会的分裂。
Into Jew and Gentile.
分成犹太人跟外邦人。
That Paul rebuked him to the face.
保罗就当面责备他。
Now I'm not telling you to rebuke everybody to the face.
我并不是告诉大家要当面责备每一个人。
But I'm telling you there's a wrong understanding of God's love.
但是我要告诉大家，对神的爱，我们有一个错误的理解。It
needs to be adjusted.
我们需要被纠正。As
a matter of fact, when Paul was talking about the Jews who troubled the Galatian believers,
当保罗讲到犹太人的时候，他讲到加拉太的那些信徒的时候，and
were insisting that they had to be circumcised to be saved.
当那些人说这些人要得救就必须受割礼的时候，加拉太的信徒他们很困惑。He
said this extraordinary thing.
保罗就说。He
said, "I would that they would be cut off."
保罗说，我恨不得他们被断绝了。Now
I hope you understand without me elaborating.
我希望，即使我不解释，你们也能够明白。I
hope they mutilate themselves is what he meant.
他的意思就是说，他们不要再讲话。Such
an unloving spirit.
这实在是不爱的灵。
How could he be a brother?
他怎么能成为我们弟兄?
We need to be more clear about these things.
我们对这些事我们需要更明白。
I remember with amazement.
我非常的惊异。
How Paul even named people by name.
保罗怎么样用名字来称呼那些人?
You remember in Timothy, Hymenaeus and Alexander.
在提摩太书里面他讲到亚历山大和
In Hymenaeus and Philetus, he named them by name, and we won't read all the verses, but one, he said that he delivered them to Satan. What an extraordinary thing!
读我们当读提摩太前书，看到保罗用名字来称呼那些人的时候，我们实在要惊奇，他用名字就用名字叫这些人说呢。
And he said, as to faith, they have gone astray.
说他们呢，他们背弃了他们所信的。
Do we have a wrong understanding of biblical love?
我们对圣经的爱的理解是不是有错误？
Embraces everything?
是不是我们接纳一切？
Allows an error?
允许错误？
Tolerates everything?
容忍这个接纳一切？
Years ago, we had a real problem in Richmond.
几年以前我们在Richmond有一个问题。
And there was a verse that came to me after praying that really addressed that problem.
在祷告之后,有一句神的话来到我的里面就讲到这件事。
It's Romans 16, verse 17 and 18.
罗马书第16章第16节和第17节。
But I beseech you, brethren, to consider those who create divisions and occasions of falling, contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and turn away from them.
弟兄们,那些离间你们,叫你们跌倒,背乎所学知道的人,我劝你们要留意躲避他们。
For such serve not our Lord Christ, but their own belly, and by, listen to this, good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting.
因为这样的人不服侍我们的主基督, 只服侍他们自己的肚腹，用花言巧语迷惑那些老实人的心。
I have seen brothers I've personally known and been with for years.
有一些弟兄我认识好多年了。
Wreak havoc in the church with division.
在教会里面造成分裂。
And saints say, well, we just need to keep loving them.
他说我们需要爱他们。
They always stay on their email list.
他们一直
They invite them over for dinner.
邀请他们来吃饭。
They're always at their homes.
他们总是在他们家里面。
I ask one brother, have you ever read Romans 16?
我问我们一个弟兄说, 你有没有读过罗马书第16章?
This is serious.
这是很严重,
this is a word of warning.
这是警告我们的话,
this is what we need to have.
这是我们需要的。
Well, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
this is a strong word of warning.
这是对我们一个强烈的警告。
But I'm telling you that error can stunt your growth.
我要告诉弟兄姐妹, 这错误可以妨碍你的成长。
I think one of the darkest errors that has come into the church is the prosperity gospel.
那我相信呢, 今天我们教会里面一个最黑暗的错误就是成功神学。
I think this is where they make merchandise of you more than in anything I've ever heard.
我想这个就是, 比任何其他的事情都是更要贩卖给我们的。
Whatever you want, you can have because God wants you to have everything.
就是你想要的都可以得到, 因为神要把一切赐给你。
That's the gospel they preach.
这就是他们所传的福音。
You're meant for blessing.
你需要被祝福。
And everything is for your blessing.
一切都是为了祝福你。
I remember back when I was in the charismatic movement.
我记得我在灵恩运动里面的时候,
they said if you want a Cadillac, all you have to do is claim a Cadillac.
如果你要凯迪拉克, 你所需要做的事就是你宣告你已经有了凯迪拉克。
Because our God owns the cattle on a thousand hills.
因为我们的主有千山的凯迪拉克。
What's one little Cadillac to him?
不过是一个小小的凯迪拉克而已。
What error?
何等样的错误?
If you give to me,
如果你给我,
you will get your Cadillac.
你就会得到凯迪拉克。
We need to see the error.
我们需要分辨错误。
We need to be mature sons.
我们需要成熟。
We need to be established and perfected and understand the truth.
我们需要被建立起来, 我们要成熟, 能够明白真理。
Well, this is the word.
这是神的话。
Now let's go to the last verse of this chapter 4.
我们现在来看这一章第四章最后一节。
The last verse is a word about corporate exercise.
这最后一节是讲到一个团体的操练。
It's chapter 4, verse 16, the last verse of this text.
4:16.
Our brother Stephen,
江弟兄,
your brother Stephen Kong,
江守道弟兄,
has been speaking all over the country about spiritual exercise.
在各地, 他讲到都讲到我们灵里面的操练。
This is something that has really helped us as God's people.
这对神的子民实在有极大的帮助。
Unless you're exercised in your spirit,
除非你在灵里面有这样的操练,
you will never know likeness perfected.
你从来不会知道像耶稣基督在我们里面可以完全。
Spiritual exercise is absolutely important.
灵里面的操练是绝对重要的。
And our brother has said it's the most important need he sees in the body.
我们的弟兄说这是在基督的身体里面他所看见所最最需要的。
But this section deals with corporate exercise.
而在这一章里面呢, 则是讲到团体的问题。
Not just individual exercise,
不单单是个人的操练,
but corporate exercise,
而且是团体的操练。
You know, people get confused about the individual Christian life and the corporate life.
我们常常把个人的生活和团体的生活混淆在一起。
And I don't think there's any reason for confusion.
我看不见有什么原因会这样。
We've actually had brothers stand up in our midst in Richmond.
在Richmond的时候, 我们有弟兄在我们中间起来。
Say it's not important that you meet.
他说你在哪里聚会并不重要。
Meetings aren't important.
说聚集并不重要。
What's important is that your relationship with the Lord.
重要的是你跟神的关系。
Now your relationship with the Lord and spiritual exercise is absolutely important.
确实你个人与主的关系, 你在灵里面操练是绝对重要的。
As a matter of fact, without that individual Christian life, Christianity would be impossible.
如果我们没有这样个人的基督徒的生活, 我们的基督徒的生命是不可能的。
But brothers and sisters understand this.
但是我们也要知道,
without the corporate life,
没有团体的生活,
Christianity would be incomplete.
我们,
This section deals with the corporate body.
这一节讲到的是一个团体的身体,
being exercised,
一起操练,
and being matured,
一起成熟,
and being perfected,
完全,
and being conformed to the image of his son. Let's read 15 and 16.
我们一起来看第
15, the latter part. We may grow up to him in all things, who is the head, the Christ, from whom the whole body fitted together and connected by every joint of supply, according to the working in its measure of each one part, works for itself the increase of the body to itself building in love.
从第15节的后半节开始, 凡是长进连于元首基督,全身都靠他联络得合适,百节各按各职,照着个体的功用彼此相助,便叫身体渐渐增长,在爱中建立自己。
If we're going to be conformed to the image of God's Son,
我们要被磨成神儿子的形象,
we must understand what corporate exercise is.
我们必须明白什么是团体的操练。
Now, corporate exercise is living church life.
一个团体操练就是一个活的教会的生活。
It isn't going to a church building.
不单不是呢来到教堂里面来。
But it's part of being that organic living vessel, the body of Christ.
而是在那个活的有机体里面，就是基督身体里面的成为一部分。
So it says we need to be fitted together.
所以我们要联络成合适。
I tell you what, if you ever see a body and you see an arm laying across the other side of the room, that's a problem.
如果你看到有一个胳膊是在 这个房间的一端只有一个胳膊的话，那就有问题。
I think this madness that we don't need to gather is simply ludicrous.
我想就说，如他们所说的，我们不需要聚在一起的话，就是这样一个问题。
The very name, the assembly, the church means called out ones assembled together.
教会这个名称的意思就是呼召出来成为一个团体。
But we need to be fitted together. Now, fitting is a process.
联络得合适是一个过程。
You come into the church,
你来教会,
and you might not fit so well.
你不一定很合适。
So God starts conforming you to the image of His Son.
所以神开始把你磨成他儿子的形象。
So you'll fit better.
所以呢, 你就能够比较合适。
Unless there's that conforming work, you won't fit so well.
没有这样一个工作的话, 你就没有办法联络成合适。
You know, it's like putting those puzzle pieces in a place they don't fit, and you just bend up the corners and smush them in place.
就像你拼图的时候, 如果有一块拼图拼得不对的话, 它就总是在外面显得不合适。
We're to be fitted together.
我们需要联络得合适。
This means dealings.
也就是说我们要被对付。
Second thing, we're to be a joint of supply.
第二点呢, 就是说我们要
The body of Christ is not a congregation.
基督的身体不单单是一个聚集, 而且呢,要各尽其职,要彼此相助。
It's a living, organic body.
是一个活的有机体。
With the life of the Lord Jesus in it.
有耶稣基督的生命在里面。
So we are to be a joint of supply.
所以我们要彼此相助。
In other words, in your private life, you are to discover a supply of the Lord Jesus.
所以在你个人的生活中, 你发现主有供应。
And you are to bring that supply of the Lord Jesus into the church.
你要把主耶稣给你的供应带到教会来。
You don't let one person do all the work.
你不能让一个人承担所有的工作。
You don't let a few do all the service.
也不是让几个人做所有的服事。
If you are the Lord's,
如果你是主的话,
you are to be a joint of supply in the church. You are to be a joint of supply.
你呢, 你是需要跟弟兄姐妹一起来供应这个教会。
I remember when I was saved.
记得我得救的时候,
and I was brought to a group of believers meeting together simply in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我那个聚集就是一些弟兄姐妹他们紧紧为着主的名在一起聚集。
I didn't know what to do.
我不知道做什么,
but I had a heart to serve God.
但是我有个服侍神的心。
I knew I was saved.
我知道我得救了。
And I knew it wasn't about a church building on the corner.
我知道那里在 在那里有一个教会。
I knew it was a living organism and a body.
我知道那是有一个活的身，有一个活的机体。
So I said, Lord, how can I serve?
我问主说，我怎么样可以来服侍？
The first thing I did was chairs.
我做的第一件事是搬椅子。
I had the best chair ministry of anybody.
弟兄说，我做的那个椅子的服侍是最好的。
I made sure those chairs were picked up every time.
我要保证呢，每一次聚会的时候都有椅子坐。
And put in their right place.
放在最好的地方。
Are you a joint of supply?
你有没有这样的？
Notice it says, in its measure.
这按照他所赐给的。
Yeah, people come into the church.
有人来到教会。
And they say, I'm a speaker.
他说我是讲员。
And they want a place.
所以呢，他们要一个特别的位置。
They want a position.
他们要一个特别的地位。
But you know, it says in its measure.
但是圣经说是按照所赐给他的。
What is the measure of Christ in you?
耶稣基督赐给你的是什么？
Don't bury that talent if it's only one talent.
不要把那个恩赐埋起来，神给你的那一个恩赐。
Find out where you can serve in the house of God.
在神的家里找到你应当如何的服侍。
And serve by His life.
用他的生命来服侍。
And then it says the working of each one part.
然后呢，讲到百节各按各职。
Every part has to work.
每一个部分都要做工。
These are working parts.
这些都是能够做工的部分。
You know, I think a lot of people are just spectators when it comes to church.
很多人来教会的时候不过是一个观察员。
It's I've heard someone say years ago.
几年以前我听有人说，
Christianity is sort of like a spectator sport, like tennis.
基督徒的生活，就像网球一样，是来观看的。We
all sit in seats and watch it go by.
我们就坐在椅子上来观看，做观众。
But you are to be a working part.
你是做工的那一部分。
Doesn't matter how old you are.
不管你年纪多大。
Doesn't matter how young you are.
不管你年纪多小。
If you're the Lord's, you need to know what your measure is.
如果你来教会，你需要神所赐给你的那一份。
And you need to be fitted together.
你要彼此相助。
And join together.
要百节各按各职。
As a joint of supply.
能够彼此扶持。
Individual spiritual exercise is essential.
个人的属灵的操练是基本的。
Corporate spiritual exercise builds up the body of Christ.
而团体的属灵操练将基督的身体建立起来。
To itself building in love.
在爱中建立起来。
This is how likeness is perfected.
像神的儿子就是这样完全的。
And now this is my last point.
这是我要讲的最后一点。
This will be short.
应该很短。
A word about completion.
讲到完全，完成。
After you've heard all this,
听了这一切之后，
do you still think it's impossible?
你是不是觉得还是不可能呢？
Do you still think this theme is so high, it's impractical?
你是不是觉得这个主题太高不实际呢？
Listen to what it says in Romans 8.
罗马书第八章告诉我们什么？
Verse 29, because whom he has foreknown, he has predestinated to be conformed to the image of God's Son. He has predetermined that you should be conformed to the image of God's Son. Isn't that good news? If you determined it, it would be one thing.
如果是你来决定的话，是另外一回事。
But look who predetermined.
但是我们看是谁来预定。
The Lord Jesus.
是主耶稣。
That's how this is possible.
这样就成为可能。
Not only that.
不但如此。
It says, but whom he has verse 30, but whom he has predestinated, these he has also called.
圣经还说第三十节，预先所定下的人又招他们来。
I think we've done a disservice in Christianity.
我们知道在教会里面有这样的服务。
We always think of calling like those special gifts.
我们总觉得呼召是一个特别的事情。
They say, I've got the calling.
他说我得到。 我有呼召。
Every one of you has the calling.
我们每一个人都有呼召。
Those he's predestinated, he has also called.
他预先定下的人就呼召他们。
You're called in the body of Christ.
你呼召你进入耶稣的身体,
to be part of that corporate vessel.
成为那个团体器皿的一部分。
So in the end, you would reflect his image.
最终你可以将他的形象反映出来。
This is what it says.
这是圣经教导我们。
And these he is also called, he is also justified.
他所招来的人又称他们为义。
Brothers and sisters, that's good news.
弟兄姐妹, 这是好消息。
Not only is he predetermined or predestinated us,
他不单单预先定下了,
not only has he called us,
他不单单招我们,
but he is completely justified.
而且他又称我们为义,
that we can be just before God.
所以我们可在神面前为义,
and that his full purpose would be realized.
所以他的完全的目的就,
and but to whom he has justified, these he is also glorified. Now, glorified is a word we don't always understand well. We don't quite get it. But do you know what glory is?
您不明白德荣耀?
It says we are transformed from glory to glory into the same image.
乃是说我们被改变荣上加荣成为他的模样。
Brothers and sisters, this is the good news.
弟兄姐妹, 这是好消息。
This is why we can be encouraged.
我们因此而得到鼓励。
Because he has determined that you shall be glorified.
因为他预先定下你要得荣耀。
In other words, you will be found in his image.
也就是说你要成为他的形象。
You know, the Bible is filled with extraordinary stories.
圣经里面有许许多多奇妙的故事。
About ordinary people that were changed into his likeness.
讲到普通的人被变成像他的形象。
You may be like me.
你跟我也许一样。
Just an ordinary person.
只不过一个普通的人。
All I am is an engineer.
我不过是一个工程师。
But somehow God laid hold of me.
但是神却抓住我。
And I know in my heart God is transforming me.
我心里面知道神在改变我。
And this is the encouragement we have from Scripture.
这是我们从圣经里面看到的激励。
That he takes ordinary people.
他将一个普通的人。
And he transforms them into extraordinary people.
改变成为一个不普通的人。
This is what it means to be conformed to his image.
这就是变成他形象的意思。
Well, I think of Jacob in the Old Testament.
我想到旧约里面的雅各。
Jacob was a character.
雅各是一个人物。
He was a twister.
他是一个抓的人。
He was always looking for a way to get the advantage.
他总是想要得便宜。
It may remind you of the fellow sitting next to you.
也许
Even when he was in his mother's womb, he had his hand on the heel of his brother and wouldn't let go.
在他母腹里的时候，他就抓住他兄弟的腿，不让他先出来。
He was going to get everything he could get out of life.
他一切的事情他都要抓到。
You know, he deceived his dear old father.
记不记得他欺骗了他的老父亲？
With the help of his mother. He put the skins on and he went and he asked for the blessing.
他披上动物的皮到他父亲面前得祝福。
He was an ordinary person who manipulated the system.
他做各样的坏事。
And even his brother came in one day. You remember his brother came in from the hunt, all hungry and famished, and even that bowl of beans looked good to him.
记不记得有一天他的兄弟从外面打猎回来累得要死连一碗红豆汤对他都有无限的吸引力
and he gave up the birthright.
他就把他长子的权利卖给他。
Now God had in mind to change this strange manipulative fellow.
但是神却有一个心要改变这一个贪心的不同寻常的雅各。
And so he set out to do something.
所以他决定要做一些事。
And I think you all remember the story.
像大家都记得这个故事。
When Jacob wrestled with the angel.
雅各与天使摔跤的时候。
And the angel touched the very strength of his being.
天使就摸到他力量的所在。
And then when we see the last picture of Jacob in Hebrews.
然后我们在希伯来书看到了雅各最后那一幅图画。
We see how Jacob blessed the sons of Joseph.
我们看到雅各祝福约瑟的儿子。
Leaning upon his staff.
在掌主在杖头上。
This is encouraging to me.
弟兄姐妹，这对我是鼓励。
He was a rascal.
他是。
Yet God rascal.
他是摔跤的人。
You don't have rascals in Chinese? Well, he was quite something. God changed him.
神改变他,
ordinary people.
普通的人,
changed by the glory of God.
神的荣耀改变他,
into extraordinary people.
变成一个不同寻常的人,
there's hope.
有希望的,
hope for you.
你有希望,
hope for me. I think of Peter in the New Testament.
彼得在新约里面,
I can't think of a greater rascal.
没有更坏的人,
Peter was always sticking his foot in his mouth.
彼得他总是讲话没有遮掩,
he was always saying the wrong thing.
他总是讲错话,
he tried to prevent the Lord from going to the cross.
他想要阻止主耶稣上十字架,
and the Lord even said, get thee behind me, Satan.
主耶稣甚至要对他说,
I always tell people I've been called many things.
我常常告诉弟兄, but
as far as I know, no one has called me Satan
yet.
He was a character.
他也是一个人物,
but God had many dealings on Peter. And his whole life story can be understood by two calls and a promise.
彼得整个的生活可以用两个应许来概括起来。
In the beginning, in Matthew 4:19, it says, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
第一个呼召说,来跟随我, 我要让你得人如得鱼一样。
I used to only think that applied to evangelists.
常常我想到这一点的时候, 过去我常常以为是讲到说传福音。
But the important word is come.
但是,
follow me.
但是,
and then that phrase, I will make you.
然后说,
and then at the end of his the gospel record,
在福音的最后,
in John 21,
约翰福音21章,
you remember the Lord cornered him at the seashore?
主耶稣在海边,
and he said three times, he said, Peter, lovest thou me?
他三次说, 彼得你爱我吗?
And then Peter could hardly speak.
彼得讲不出话来,
he said, you know, Lord.
他说,主啊,
I'm attached to you.
他说,
that's the best I can do.
这是我,
he said, Peter,
主耶稣说,
lovest thou me?
你爱我,
Lord, I'm attached to you.
主啊,
this ordinary man, a fisherman.
一个普通的打的,
God was doing a work.
但是主在他身上做工,
many dealings,
许多对付,
many exposings,
许多,
a great
许多环境,
work,
极大的工作,
and then that second call came.
然后第二次呼召,
yes,
第二个呼召,
he said, come,
他说, 来,
follow me.
跟从我,
in other words,
换句话说,
I have made you,
我使你成为,
into what you should be.
你所应当成为的。
Brothers and sisters, this gives me great hope.
弟兄姐妹,这使我得到极大的盼望。
I am an ordinary man.
我不过是一个普通的人。
Most of you are ordinary people.
我们大多数人都是普通的人。
I know there's some extraordinary people here, and I want to meet you.
我知道这里面也有不同寻常的人。
But God specializes in taking the ordinary.
但是神使普通的人他有特别的计划,
and transforming it to the extraordinary.
变成不同寻常的人。
Oh, I think of that story in Song of Solomon.
我想在, 所罗门那个, 雅各书里面,
there's this maiden, and this maiden is this nondescript maiden.
那讲到那个良人, 不可描述的良人,
and yet, this Song of Solomon, Solomon's song is a love story.
而这个, 所罗门的这个雅歌呢, 是一个爱的歌。
And the Christian life is a love story.
And
God who loves us takes us and transforms us into the image of His Son.
神爱我们,
In the beginning, she's so selfish.
一开始一个人是那样的自私。
She said, My beloved is mine.
一开始那良人说,
That's all she knew. My beloved is mine.
她所知道的就是我的良人,
Reminds me of my granddaughter. She would say, if we would take her toy, it's mine.
我的孙女也是一样, 如果我给她一个玩具的话, 她会说, 这是我的,
It's all hers.
都是她的。
But yet, you see gradually that transforming work.
但是你看慢慢就改变了
And in the end and I there's two other phrases but I won't go into them in the end there's this
在最后的时候乃是这样
She is given a name
她得到一个名字
Her name is Shulamite
她的名字就是舒拉密女
Shulamite
舒拉密女
Do you know what it means?
是什么意思? 你知道吗?
It means Solomon-like
乃是说像所罗门
She was transformed
她被改变了
She was conformed
她改变了
She was made into the image of her beloved
她变成她所爱的那个人的形象
And the only name she bears
她唯一的名字现在
Is Solomon-like
就是像所罗门
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
This is the burden
这是我心里的负担
This is what I have come with
这是我要传达的
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告
Lord, we know that unless you speak, it's of no value
主我们知道你若不讲话就没有任何的价值
We just pray in the name of Jesus
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
What is of you, you will impress upon our spirits
主你所有的就让我们也有
And in the end, we will be among those who are conformed to the image of God's Son.
主啊,使我们最终,我们就是那些能够磨成神儿子形象。
That in the end, we will be those that are like you.
最终我们就是那些像你的。
That is our great hope.
这是我们极大的盼望。
The Bible says, those that have this hope in themselves,
主耶稣说,凡像他有这样指望的,
purify themselves,
就洁净他们,
as he is pure.
就像他是纯洁的一样。
Do that work, Lord.
主啊,做你的工。
Thank you for the encouragement,
谢谢你的鼓励,
that you do the work,
是你来做工。
Thank you for the encouragement that you take ordinary people like us and do that extraordinary work.
谢谢你,你把我们这样普通的人变成不普通的人,谢谢你给我们这样的应许。
For this we give thanks.
我们因此来感谢你。
In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.